It's forbidden for a potential employee to undercut a current employee and get the current employee fired and get himself hired. Now, this is even before the current employee is not actually a current employee, but is about to be hired. So in other words, if employee number one is about to be hired, employee number two can't, you know, get in his way and get employee number one not hired and get himself hired instead. Now, we'll talk about the exact specifics in a moment. Now, surely there's also, if employee number one is already hired, employee number two can't get him fired and get himself hired instead. Now, some say that if the worker, employee number one, is only hired for a year, and employee number two is allowed to position himself to get hired after that year is up, but we'll see that itself is a machlokas. This is based on Shulchan Aruch, which is based on the din of Ani Mahapech Bacharara, that if one person is looking for something in a pile of dirt, he's scrounging around for food, you can't go knock him out of the way and take that item from him. He already has rights to that item. Now, the Shulchan Aruch elaborates on this halacha, and he says this is really a gather of really causing someone to be really like losing his livelihood, and he says it's possibly involved in Pesachei Choshen rights. It may be an issue of straight up gezel of stealing. Now, the balabayas though is not putter from paying that employee number one. In other words, if employee number one gets knocked off by employee number two, the balabayas still owes the employer still owes employee number one money, and if he can't pay, or the employee number one can't be tovea, can't claim from the balabayas, employee number two owes that money to employee number one. He would need to pay him the difference. Now, the marshal brought in the Chidushi Rabbi Kiva Eger talks about this case of when you hire someone only for a year, and now you, employee number two, wants to position himself to take over the employment after year number one. This is only if there is a set employment, but there's no set, employment. In other words, a person has a one-year contract, but the thought would be is that he's going to continue the employment afterwards. In other words, it's just one-year contracts, but the expectation would be that employee number one is going to go on for a year, and then the second year, third year, then it is not so clear that employee number two can position himself. So as a Pesachei Choshen, a good rule in this is I call a fiyah inyan. It really depends on the circumstances of what we're talking about. However, others disagree and say that an employee can never position himself in such a way like that, even if the employee number one only has a one-year contract. Again, it's dependent a lot on the circumstances of the case.